universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Today, I'm inside my study, warm, cozy, comfortable, dry. But it isn't that way outside. Winter is making itself known. There is a steady, constant, not even drizzle, but rain or ice crystals coming outside, and it is putting a coating, no, covering, no, a drenching, no, a thick layer of ice on everything. The city is shut down. Radio stations are saying, don't go anywhere, don't go anywhere, don't go out on the road. And it is bad. I mean, it is bad. My wife and I, we grew up way up north. My wife in Minnesota and I in Wisconsin. And up there, we can get, 7 inches of snow. Well, a couple weeks ago here in St. Louis, 500 miles south, we got 7 inches of snow. And it did shut down the city for a day. Up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, 7 inches of snow, plowed away in 1 hour, and the city is going again. Here in St. Louis, a day. And if it were down more like in Alabama, that would shut it down for a week if it stayed. The interesting thing about ice, however, no matter where you are, Minnesota, Washington, California, Alabama, Florida, if there is ice, it doesn't matter how much there is, it shuts it down. Oh, ice is one of those things that you just don't want to get out. My wife has been known to say, I'll drive in snow, but I won't drive on ice. Because it's so dangerous. So dangerous. And so our city is shut down, and I've been thinking and reflecting, well, does the Bible say anything about ice or snow? So I did a word search on ice. I can only find it a handful of times, and it's all in the Old Testament. It's all just illusions of that God is the one who forms the ice. It's in Job, mostly. I think it was 4 references to ice. So then I broadened it to snow, and I looked at snow. There's about 20 references to snow. But by and large, they all are referring to its color, white, pure white, where other colors are, you know, red, black, tan, brown, but snow, white. And by the way, white is one of the hardest colors to get, so I am told, because it's so pure. You can mix things together and get a red or a tan or a black, but not white. White is so hard to get. And so the one verse I settled on, it's intriguing. It's from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. It says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are like crimson, they will be like wool. Wool is another thing. You can dye it, shift its color, but to make it white, 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 it's so hard. And that's really the whole point of the word snow in the Bible. It's using its color contrast on how God can make it so pure white. Well, I had to do a bit of reading and studying on this verse because I get the idea of the contrast, but what is that first? Come, let us reason together. Well, I found out that this chapter 1 of Isaiah is really starts in verse 2 where God says, hear, O Israel, and it's actually a declaration that a court scene is being called and God is the judge and Israel is being judged or evaluated by its works and deeds, and it's found guilty or wanting. So it's a court of law. And so when the judge here in verse 18 says, come, let us reason, it's kind of like, come on, guys, will you admit to it? Come on, will you work with me here? You know, though your sins be red as scarlet, or be as scarlet, which is a real deep red, it's a stained color, one that can't get out because it permeates all of the fabric. It shall be like snow. Though it be red as crimson, it'll be like wool. God's saying, in this court of law, instead of passing judgment, you're guilty, we've got a decree here that will pardon you. So now that you know you're going to be pardoned, come on, will you work with me? And that's where it goes back to that first part. Come, let us reason, says the Lord. Will you work with me? You're going to be pardoned. So will you put down the stubborn hardness and toughness and relax and admit your sin? And God is trying to help Israel to change. And that's what forgiveness can do, is help people to put away the stubbornness and digging in their heels and being defensive, to change. That's what it's about. Now, one thought came to me then after all of this was, well, people who are blind, like myself, and many of you who are listeners, scarlet, crimson, snow, white. So I was thinking, all right, forgive me, my dear wife. My wife made some muffins, egg muffins, like breakfast muffins, a couple weeks ago. And she loves garlic, and I don't care for garlic that much, but a pinch, I mean, I'll eat it. Well, when I walked into the kitchen, I went, oh my gosh, the garlic smell was so strong. And she said, yeah, they came out pretty strong. And she handed me one of these muffins. And in my hand, I could smell the pungent. And I just handed it back and going, no way. I'm sorry, I can't. And she said, yeah, I ate one. And it was really strong in garlic. Well, to understand scarlet and then turning white would be like contrasting this strong, pungent smell and the permeating taste of garlic with sweet honey with the hint of clover. You know, one can't be the other. It just can't. But that's what God is saying. I can. I can change it so it is totally different. And He does. He does. And He does that for you and for me. Here's the thing, though, with this verse. It says, the present is, though your sins are, and that's the present, they shall be. It's right in that between time that we as believers are, between our present state and the declaration of pardon. We know it's coming. It's the promise we hold to. And that's why there's still problems and difficulties in this world. That's why, there's death in this world. The judgment day isn't here yet, the final declaration. And so God is saying, hey, come on, you are a sinner, but hey, I've got the pardon here for you. So why not? Why not be different? There's one other verse that I thought was interesting in relationship to snow. And it says in Isaiah, again, chapter 55 now, verse 10, as the rain and snow come to the ground, refresh it, so my word will not come back to me void. God's word works in our hearts to change our lives, to do good. To do good. And that's what God's saying here in chapter 118, really, you know. Come, let us reason together. You've got the pardon. Okay, I know you're a sinner. The world knows you're a sinner. But let's do some good until that pardon comes through. And because what God does, it can happen. And I know sometimes we get discouraged. I get discouraged, and I bet you do too. Sometimes that you don't seem like you're doing a lot of good or making much impact, especially if you've got a disability. You can't do this, you can't do that. But yet, God is the one who does the impossible. He changes scarlet to be white as snow. changes crimson, that red deep color, to be like white wool, well, then he can change us who have little chance of making a change or impact in our world to have some. We can do good in our world because our God said so. That's why Jesus came into the world. He was the one who was good. He was the one who did the good in taking our sins. And that's why we have the pronouncement, the pardon, you're forgiven. And now he works with us so that we can do good too. That's what I was thinking about here in this day when the whole city of St. Louis is shut down for who knows how long until this ice melts. Can't do anything really right now because of the ice, but God will melt the ice, whether it's this afternoon or tomorrow, and then I can go outside and do something. Well, the same thing's true spiritually. God gives us chances and works out opportunities for us to do good. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give that pardon, that offer that we are forgiven in Jesus. Help us to cling to that, and may it change our lives. Use our lives to do good. We sometimes, Lord, feel like we don't do much good in impact or changing, especially when one's got a disability. But God, we know you're with us. And so just as you can change deep red to white, garlic to sweet honey, we know that you can change our world through us and do a bit of good. And so do it. We ask it, Lord, in your name. Amen. One last thing about today in this ice storm. My wife's home from work, obviously, because you can't get out. Nelson, our dog, usually is up in a chair looking out the front window, barking at anything. And my wife said, he's looking through the window, and he just flops down and huffs. He'll lay there for a few minutes. Then he gets up again, looks and looks and looks, and there's nobody walking outside. So he lays down and huffs. Oh, man, I can't bark at anything. It's really pretty funny. I'd love to hear from you. Your thoughts on ice and snow or dogs looking through the window. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.